This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Still to come here tonight, the Economic Freedom Index of the world, as according to the Heritage Foundation, the numbers are out for 2017, which are really more like 2016 older numbers, but it's published in 2017. We'll get to you those details on the way with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We're talking right now about Economics in One Lesson, the classic book by Henry Hazlitt, which is available free, by the way, to anybody who would like to kind of follow along at home and be reading this book along with us here. We're going slowly. It's supposed to be one chapter a week. It's been like a month since we did the previous chapter. We're talking about Chapter 13, Parity Prices, which is another way of saying price fixing, as you pointed out, Daryl.
Yes.
The idea being that certain industries are more important to the politicians, and you know they've got all their excuses as to why this one industry, in this case farming, would get special attention. Because this industry is very important, so therefore we have to make sure that they guarantee profits and guarantee the same amount of money that they can charge for their products year after year after year.
The claim by Hazlitt here is that, and he's not making this claim himself, he's basically repeating the claim, agriculture is the most basic and important of all industries. It must be preserved at all costs. The prosperity of everybody else depends on the prosperity of the farmers. So why do you not want the farmers getting $10 billion for a loaf of bread, Ian?
Because it...
Why do you hate farmers?
Because it screws up the economy, and he goes into how this can be implemented. You had touched on the first reason, Johnny Ray, which was by edict, and I think we went off on a different tangent. So the government can say, as they've done in Venezuela, thou must charge X for this particular product.
Well, and to some extent, that happens in the United States as well.
Sure it does. In fact, sometimes I remember in Florida during hurricanes, price fixing would come into play, where they would tell gas stations they couldn't charge more than X for gasoline.
Or, anti-gouging laws.
Yeah, that's what they call it there. Or that they couldn't charge more than X for water or whatever it is that would be in high demand.
Well, I'm not talking about just in the times of emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
There are things in place right now that regulate the cost of milk. There are things that set the price of wheat and corn and other things. So, this isn't just some, here's some, theoretical boogeyman. Like, this is something that is actually happening, and not just around the world in some place that you probably are never going to go. It happens where you live.
Correct.
One of some of the popular methods to affect the price, it can be brought about by the government standing ready to buy all the farm products offered to it at the parity price.
So to essentially subsidize directly the crop.
It can be brought about by the government's lending to farmers enough money on their crops to enable them to hold the crops off the market until parity or a higher price is realized.
That's something that happens today where they pay farmers to not farm certain crops.
Yep. And then they'll subsidize by, we'll just buy all the rest of the corn from you and we'll turn it into ethanol and we'll put it in the gas.
It's mutated into different things. Incidentally, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has I think it's called the National Agricultural Statistics Service, and they still publish the parity prices indexed to 2009 to 2014. They put them out in a report. It'll say the prevailing price for a bushel of corn is like 62 cents, and the parity price is $262.
And they're comparing to the early 1900s?
Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just, it was a law written back in the 30s,
yeah.
And it's been amended somewhat, but there's still somebody.
They're still tracking it, huh?
I'm sure there's an economist making six figures who's in charge of an office with a team of people who are tracking and indexing the parity prices that nobody uses likely for anything.
Right, because it's so obvious now how ridiculous it is. I mean, like you said, you're just making those numbers up, but if it was hundreds of dollars compared to a few cents, I mean, the idea that you could get away with charging that much money for a bushel of wheat or whatever is absolutely insane, and it's clear how ridiculous that is 100 years later.
Yeah.
When you look at it.
The government would pay people to not cultivate land. Mm-hmm. And they, I think, also...
To keep prices down.
Yeah, to raise prices.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Lower supply.
Lower supply, that's what I meant, yeah.
Right. And they would force them to destroy their livestock, shoot them, and, you know, burn them in a big pile.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's when you... It's stuff like that tells me freedom, economics, the right way to proceed in the world can be understood by anybody. Because if you see that, you know that, and the government is telling you that it's good economics.
To slaughter a bunch of animals for no reason.
Yeah, you don't need to have a degree in economics to know that that's BS.
Yeah, something wrong. Something very wrong with that situation.
And also I've been intrigued these few weeks by the connection between the Agricultural Adjustment Administration and the Soviet Union. A lot of the spies, there was a famous espionage case in the 50s, right around the time of the House Un-American Activities Commission, and there was a guy named Whitaker Chambers who accused Alger Hiss of being a Soviet spy, and Whitaker Chambers admitted that he was, and that he had performed acts of espionage for the Soviet government while he was a federal employee. But he implicated Alger Hiss and what he called the Ware Group. And the Ware Group was a bunch of economists on the Agricultural Administration Board. And I think that the New Deal was just really emblematic of communism.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these... government command and control of the economy.
You want to talk about price fixing? I mean, look at the Russian or the Soviet Union, right? Where they were just picking prices out of a Sears catalog, if I'm recalling how they did it, because they didn't know how to set prices.
Yeah, there is a story about that.
I found something. Unfortunately, it was 7 years old, but they actually have a formula on this PDF that you can download from the USDA website, where they have a formula showing how they calculate the parity prices.
Fascinating stuff.
So, the seen and the unseen, you've got farmers doing fine.
Yeah.
But since the way it's happening is that the wealth that they've accumulated, they're either being prevented from growing things and then being paid out of the proceeds of some tax,
mm-hmm.
or they're destroying their things. And
they're priced higher, which, as he points out here, hurts the buyer. So that's kind of the unseen part, right? You see the part where the farmer is bringing more money in,
uh-huh.
but the unseen part is when, as he gives an example here, somebody who's going in buying a bushel of, you know, whatever, and they're paying X amount of dollars, whereas they should have been paying X minus 2. Well, that's $2 that they could have been paying for something else. They could have been spending those $2 on a new pair of shoes or whatever that they might have needed for themselves.
And who's to say that the farmer's profit would not actually increase if he were able to reduce the price a little bit?
Because of volume, because more people would be able to afford it.
There's a pizza chain, primarily down south, CC's Pizza.
Yep.
Very inexpensive buffet. They make money on volume.
That's right. I miss CC's Pizza.
I think part of the reason that this parity price nonsense isn't really in our... current with us anymore is because of refrigeration tech and competition from the rest of the world. Maybe back in the 30s, you had kind of a what do you call it, when your market is is controlled by you. They're a captive market.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've got ships with Argentinian beef or, you know, stuff from Europe and Asia.
Those things being imported are still subject to the federal government's price controls and tariffs and
But it's still more open.
It's more
of a global
economy.
The more you open it, the less there's room for shenanigans.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, if you want to comment on price fixing. Maybe you've seen it happen in real life.
The shenanigans still exist.
That's true. They do. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here and weigh in on this or anything you want on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-453. Live Sunday edition of the program, 855-450-3733. We've got your opportunity to take control of the airwaves here anytime you want. We are discussing Economics in One Lesson, the book that we have been remiss in covering for the last few weeks. We're supposed to do it once a week, and we just haven't gotten it done. So we're getting it done tonight, Chapter 13, Parity Prices, which is another way of talking about price fixing. And we've seen the damage that price fixing can cause, not so much right here in our lives in the United States, but if you go to Venezuela — I've never been, thank goodness, because it's an incredibly terrible place to be right now, where people are, well, some of them are basically starving. Others are unable to get access to life-saving medications, and there's a bunch of other factors. The price fixing in that case, not only are they price fixing, you know, prices at the market, prices in various different businesses, to the point where they're actually fixing those prices below the cost of the items themselves, so the business owner is actually losing money. So it's like the reverse of what we're talking about here. The parity pricing is supposed to benefit a particular industry, but purportedly at least. It hurts the entire economy, but it does ultimately seem to benefit the one industry in specific. In the case in Venezuela, the companies that are being price fixed are being harmed because they have to sell below cost, which means they sell out instantaneously and have made less money in than what it costs to buy the product, so they don't have enough money to buy another shipment of them, and they're basically put out of business by this. Nobody's going to continue doing business if they can't actually make money on the product. They can't even break even on the products that they're bringing in.
Right, and some people will say, well, that's why we need farm subsidies, to just wind up giving handouts to the farmers to make sure that they stay in business. Because they're not making money selling the products, so we have to have farmers, so let's just give them millions of dollars.
And we've also, of course, seen the government demand what the farmers should be planting, like in countries like Cuba and Venezuela, where they didn't get to choose what they would farm, and that resulted in all kinds of, you know, economic problems because people don't get to decide for themselves. They're not going to be behind their mission in life. They're not going to be as invested in what it is that they are growing or doing.
Right. If somebody, you know, grew up thinking, I want to be
a beet farmer,
or tomato farmer, and then they get told, no, you have
you
to grow
zucchini.
This other thing.
Yep.
But I don't care about that. It doesn't matter what you care
it's
about.
It's for the good of the country, son. Well, no, it's not. What's good is when people get to make their own choices about what they do, get them sink or swim.
You
whether
can
or not
choose to grow zucchinis, or you can choose to go to the gulag. I'm not making this choice for you, peasant. You're deciding for yourself if you're going to the gulag or you're growing zucchinis. You have an option.
That's totally the kind of thing the government does, too, what you just said.
A final concept that Hazlitt mentions near the end piqued my interest also, about Forgotten Man C. That, I believe, is a reference to a poem by, not a poem, but a piece written by a guy named Sumner in the 1830s, who was maybe giving his own version of the seen and the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Forgotten Man. And the Forgotten Man is a concept that has stayed with us, and I think Donald Trump even has been using it, talking about the poor Mexican hater who has been ignored by popular media. That's Trump's Forgotten Man.
I see.
Who's had his job stolen from him by a Mexican who unfortunately had some combination of competence and low cost labor,
the willingness to work for less, sure,
that and outcompeted the American in that way.
In this case, what you're saying, though, the Forgotten Man are the people who are victimized by these economic policies, to the point where, you know, it may not break the bank for them, but it'll make life a little more difficult, in that they're spending more — in the examples that he gives on parity pricing, specifically on farm products, they're spending more on farm products than they otherwise would have to in the absence of the parity prices. So they are harmed by that, in that they cannot do what they otherwise would choose to do with the money that they are now being forced to spend on those products.
Yes, so A and B get together and see the sad plight of X, and they want to do something for X, so they tell C that he needs to pay a tax so that X can be helped.
Let's talk to Jack in Portland, Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You're obviously all very familiar with the concept of wage and price controls and the currency. You can't have an intelligent conversation on prices if you can't have some concept of the manipulation of the currency.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whether it's prices and parity or the manipulation of the currency, if you're only talking about one or the other, you're never going to actually get it under control, because one is a ruse while we're facing, while we're talking about wage and price controls, they're laughing up their sleeve, because as soon as they fix the price to make everybody happy, then they change the value of the currency.
Well, I mean, we're doing a book kind of club or review or whatever you want to call it, and we're doing chapter by chapter through economics in one lesson. So we've certainly talked in plenty of times in the past about the money supply in the United States and how the government is constantly basically inflating that money supply, which of course results typically in prices going up across the board in a lot of places. So yes, that's absolutely an important concept to understand, and to understand how dangerous the inflation tax truly is, because it is ultimately a hidden tax that affects everyone who uses the U.S. dollar, whether or not you've chosen to pay taxes to the government or not. As long as you're using their dollar, if they inflate the currency, then you are basically being taxed.
Well, it's not if they inflate the currency.
When?
It's by how much they inflate the currency.
Right.
And
yes.
Then they'll, you know, put out phony figures about how much the currency has been inflated, and, you know, phony numbers on what the actual inflation rate is. And even based on those phony numbers that we know are inflated or deflated to make it look like inflation's not as bad as it is, their numbers show that the value of the dollar has declined by 97% since 1913.
And
currency manipulation is something, it's a game that everybody plays, nobody's innocent, and
I'm not manipulating currency, Johnny.
If you've got all your assets or a large majority of your assets, say, in U.S. dollars, then a handful of folks at the at our central banking institutions can ruin your life by inflating the dollar itself into valuelessness, relative effective valuelessness for you. But
they've kept it under some level of control compared to some other countries, but the concept is there, and it affects us.
Up until now, you've needed to be an expert in foreign currency to get away from this, but now there's Bitcoin.
Now there is Bitcoin, but there's also always been, you don't have to be an expert.
There was gold.
There's gold and silver, and of course, Bitcoin just surpassed the price of gold just a few days ago. Very exciting.
Woo-hoo.
Jack, if you have more to say, you can hang on. We'll bring it back. Sound like you're trying to get in there. We'll bring it back for your comments if you got more here. Coming up on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You may join us here. We're talking economics coming up. The Index of Economic Freedom for the World's Countries, been published again by the Heritage Foundation for 2017.
Well, where's Liberland?
I don't think they are likely going to be in the list, given that no one's living there right now. There's probably no economy in Liberland, but you're referring to the plan by some libertarian types in Europe to create their own little three-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia in the middle of a river, basically in a swamp.
And, in no man's land.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to even meet Vit Jedlika. He was at Anarchapulco. I didn't even see him, so...
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to have been able to have you interview that guy.
I would have loved that, too. I didn't even see the guy. I know he was supposed to have been there and spoke, but I didn't... You know, normally you see people walking around. And
right.
I think I would have recognized what he looked like. I mean, I've seen his picture.
Maybe he was walking around while you were speaking.
Yeah, maybe. But a lot of people were there for more than one day, so I only spoke for an hour, and maybe he had to go or he was only able to stay for a short period of time. Sometimes very busy people aren't able to stay for a full weekend. So anyway, let's get back into the discussion. We've got Jack on the line in Portland, Maine, listening via an app called Simple Radio, which I'm not familiar with. I've just actually started to download it here. Apparently it lets you listen to radio station and online streams. I'm guessing it's going to be like TuneIn. But, Jack, you're back on Free Talk Live. Cool, man.
It's a very handy app.
Yeah, and so you wanted to talk about the inflation, which is another big factor, the fact that the government prints out money in the current
currency
crisis.
Manipulation.
Yeah, currency manipulation. The fact
I find it fascinating that we've just been duped so badly, and we're just so accustomed to it that 90% of people cannot define a dollar. And then when they finally figure that out, then they start talking about the legal tender laws. And then they see that on the old Federal Reserve debt notes, it used to say this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at any Federal Reserve Bank or the United States Treasury.
Yeah.
Well, then they erased that part of it when they got the states to all understand that they had a plausible deniability that they could violate Article 1, Section 10 by just saying that they're going to redeem those Federal Reserve notes in lawful money. But they also knew that in 71, they were going to close the gold window and make every state illegal.
Yeah,
that's what made Ron Paul run for Congress, I think, was it was what Nixon did when
thank
Nixon
the Lord
closed
for
the
Ron
gold
Paul.
Window.
Yeah, Ron Paul's done a lot to help people kind of open their eyes to some of this stuff that's been going on for a long time. And we shouldn't be surprised that people are easily duped. I mean, they are educated by the government. And so when the government teaches people about economics, they define inflation differently. They say that inflation is the price increases at the market. But that's not true. It's the inflating of the money. It's the inflating of the money supply that tends to lead to the symptom of price increases.
Yes.
So they're misdefining what you know some of the most basic economic terms are for people.
Right. And I've even seen.
Well, isn't that
YouTube
how
videos.
It works all the time? They misdefine. We get accustomed to it, and we
right.
just muddle along through the garbage.
I've seen YouTube videos of ways that companies increase the price on products, and you don't realize it. And, you know, they'll shrink the box of cereal from 18 ounces down to 16 ounces, but keep it the same width
yeah.
so that you don't notice
the same on the shelf.
On the
yeah.
shelf. And then at some later point, they'll bump the price up by about 20% and then put it back to like an 18 or maybe even a 20-ounce box of cereal and
right.
say, you're getting
that's
X percent 20, free.
20%
that's just
more.
Another one of my favorite topics, which is incrementalism. And incrementalism cannot be reversed incrementally.
What do you mean?
While incrementalism has moved us all along and move the Overton window, as it does that, we try to defend and reverse incrementalism just a little increment at a time, and while we're reversing incrementalism one little increment, they have moved 100 things incrementally away from us.
Yeah, it's hard to
So
repeal.
Incrementalism cannot be reversed incrementally. It has to be you and I have to take a stand and say no. We're not going to do any of this anymore starting
yeah,
today.
You've got to pay the price. I see what you're saying.
Right. Let me give another example.
Strike the root.
Right.
Because
and it could hurt.
Strike the root.
It could hurt.
I think most people are familiar with the frog in the pot of water analogy. You know, they'll incrementally turn the heat up.
Right.
Well, if you just turn the dial back one notch, the water's still boiling.
Yeah, you got to get the frog out.
You stop the boiling yeah. by turning the stove off and moving the pot away from the flame. So you don't just, oh, let's just turn this back one notch, and then the water won't boil anymore. Wait, it's still boiling.
Well, the other analogy yeah. is the poison tree. You cannot trim the leaves of the poison tree and expect to survive. You have to chop the roots.
What's the poison tree? I've never heard of the poison tree.
Well, the poison tree is the government noise, and we're all buying into it. And the poison tree is the government supplies our needs. The
no,
government
you said it's
provides
an analogy.
The
I've never heard the story of the poison tree.
Tool.
You said that there's an analogy of the poison tree, and I'm saying I've never heard that analogy. I'm not asking what the poison tree symbolizes. I'm asking what is the story of the poison tree.
Oh, it's
an analogy doesn't have to be a story with a
just kind of legendary.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going through
Okay, yeah, I've not heard of it either, but thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I've heard of fruit of the poison tree, which is a legal term saying that when a a search warrant is bad, is issued wrong, then the things that they find are the fruit of the poisoned tree, and so therefore they must be rejected legally from evidence. But that's the only familiarity I have with any kind of doctrine of a poison tree.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, if you love the, if you're aware of or interested by the idea that products are being cut, that their sizing and their packaging and the amount of ounces in a given package is being reduced over time, there's an interesting blog that kind of catalogs some of that stuff. It's called Mouseprint. Mouseprint.org is where you can go to find their blog posts. They make posts that kind of really do really good consumer reporting work, where they'll show the changes to products and compare what it used to look like to what it is now. And they'll also look at like special offers and promotions that have some questionable asterisks, you know, the little asterisk that shows up after a product claim where you look at the small print. That's why it's called mouse print, the small print.
Right, right.
Fascinating stuff. I'll see if I can find some
you
good
entries. You want to know what, I don't know what to call it, but what thing that different manufacturers have done that really annoys me more than anything? When they make the bottoms of containers concave.
I'm like
the pudding, or it's not just a trick to, skimming off a tenth of an ounce.
Yeah.
But it makes getting things out of the very
harder
bottle near impossible. I saw you eating a pudding earlier, and I think that's got that weird concave bottom to where there's like 90 degree angles in the middle of the concave thing.
I don't know.
That makes it almost impossible to get all of the pudding out of the container.
Yeah, I mean, yogurt packages, too, are like this in a lot of cases. And they've reduced yogurts to, like, 6 ounces from 8, so they've tremendously cut back. You can't find an 8-ounce yogurt. I haven't seen an 8-ounce yogurt in years. And just you scoop out that yogurt into another dish, and it just looks so pathetic, the amount of it.
Yeah.
It's just so small. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the economics freedom of the world. What's the freest country in the world economically? It's not the United States. Not by a long shot.
Venezuela.
No, definitely not. Although we ought to check Venezuela and see where they are on the list. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl,
talking about the economic consequences of manipulating the money supply. And one of those consequences, as you pointed out, Daryl, is the fact that you see companies cutting down the amount of product in their shelf packages,
right.
Either keeping the package the same size and cutting the amount of product in the package, or slightly reducing the package size and the amount of product in the package, because packaging is a cost of manufacturing as well.
Correct.
So if they can successfully reduce the packaging costs, they'll do it. But sometimes the way they do it is a kind of a sneaky way, as you were describing, like having a convex or concave?
Concave.
Concave, meaning coming in, you know, turning inward,
yes.
the half circle or whatever that pushes up like at the bottom of a like a yogurt container or something.
Yogurt
like
container,
that.
Peanut butter, a lot of sodas.
Yeah.
I'm holding a fruit drink in my hand, and it's got that concave bottle.
And some of them have big ones too, like,
yeah,
like big old buttons that they pushed into the bottom of these things. And those are ways that they can make the product look as though it's the same as it's always been at a glance, but actually reduce the amount of fluid ounces.
And a lot of times, bottles of wine will have those really deep concave,
yeah, that's what I was
things
thinking
going
of.
In.
And individual bags of potato chips can be heartbreaking.
Oh, the ones that you get in like a snack machine or whatever?
Johnny, yeah, you pull any bag of potato chips is an individual bag if you believe in yourself and try very hard.
If you open a smaller individual bag, a fun-sized individual,
yeah,
bag.
Oh, yeah, where it's like,
and there's four chips,
a quarter
inside.
Ounce now.
Yeah, it's not so fun. So, hey, by the way, one of the things that's also pretty messed up in this country is healthcare. And, of course, you can blame the government for it, and don't look to the government to solve the problem anytime soon. You've got to take matters into your own hands. You don't want to rely on the state to take care of you. There are still options that don't involve health insurance, like HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. They also will give you a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They can give you freedom from health insurance. You can also get access to traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. When they talk about the doctors that they cover, that's what they include. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. From mouseprint.org, I was telling you about this. It's a website that looks into the dirty details of a lot of corporate offers, like special discounts or rebates, and they really dissect it. It's sort of like Consumer Reports in a blog form, I guess. It's different from Consumer Reports, but very, very good consumer information. This is one of the posts they made right till the very end of the year. We wrap up the year with more items that have shrunk in size, many of them spotted by eagle-eyed mouse print readers. Happening right now in a dairy case near you is the downsizing of flavored varieties of Philadelphia whipped cream cheese. The 16-ounce containers are going down to 15.5, and the 8-ounce ones are slimming down by half an ounce as well. And that's a greater percentage loss. Thanks to Richard G. for spotting this one. And they show you the actual products and what they looked like previously and what they look like now and the amount of ounces on there. There are many categories of grocery items that are serial shrinkers, like toilet paper. Remember last time we shared something from the Mouse Print blog? They showed how the toilet paper not only were reducing in sheets per roll, but also reducing the width of the toilet paper sheets. They could still say they had the same amount of sheets in certain cases if they simply reduced the width of that, which we also saw happen in Keene, New Hampshire, like a decade ago. The newspaper here cut costs not only by reducing the number of pages, but also reducing the width of the pages. So it's a skinnier newspaper by a couple of inches now, and it's much more skinny looking when you look at it. And also in the newspaper boxes, for a while, you could see the space on the sides where the full paper used to fill the whole window that you could look at. Now it's less, so there's actually you could see into the box on the sides of the newspaper.
Okay.
And they've since bought strips that they've put in there to block to where you can't see in, but for years it was just it looked like a skinny paper because it was obvious they cut down the size of it. Again, cutting costs. So, again, cereal shrinkers like toilet paper, potato chips, and ice cream. Well, we have a new candidate today, Frankfurters. In particular, Mr. Consumer's favorite dog until now, Nathan's, which used to be a pound. You used to get a pound of hot dogs in the Nathan's package. There's no longer bigger than a bun Frankfurters went, or excuse me, these no longer bigger than a bun Frankfurters went from a full pound down to 14 ounces in 2012. And just recently they knocked another 2 ounces off, bringing Nathan's down to just 12 ounces. This is in some way to celebrate their 100th anniversary. The regular short ones, incidentally, are still 14 ounces. So they knocked it down from 454 grams to 340 grams over the period of several years. That's a big reduction. That's tremendous. Favorite of moviegoers is a box of Junior Mints. In the past few months, however, the packages have been downsized by 12.5% to 3.5 ounces, down from 4. Following a downsizing by Colgate a few months earlier, could other brands be far behind? Sure enough, Crest Pro Health shrunk their package from 6 ounces to 5.1. Even dollar store old-time favorite Pepsodent has been downsized as well from 6 ounces to 5.5. So this stuff happens all over the place and all the time. And it really has to do with inflation. I mean, ultimately, money is, there's more dollars in supply. They're chasing the same amount of goods. It's getting more expensive to do things. And if these companies don't want to raise their price on the shelf, they have to cut the amount of product in the container. And many people won't ever notice. But there are a lot of people who are very, very sharp, and they do pay attention to these things. I mean, look at a package of ice cream. Like what used to be a half gallon of ice cream is no longer a half gallon of ice cream very frequently.
What is it now?
It's like 1.75 liters, I think is what it is or something like that. I'll have to pull it up. But the ice cream containers have gotten so skinny that it's hard to, like, the spade, I have one of those ice cream spades, sort of a wide, not a scoop, but like a spade, a trowel or whatever you want to call
it. Right, right.
And, like, that is almost the entire width now of the newer ice cream containers because they're so skinny.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just did a search for half-gallon ice cream and pulled up an article, The Truth Behind the Incredible Shrinking Ice Cream Package.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
From 2008.
Oh, yeah, this has been going on for a while.
And this is actually a fairly lengthy, but they do mention that a lot of the ice creams now are either 1.5 quarts or 1.75 quarts.
Yep, that's right. Down from, I think, 2, right? That would have been the half gallon?
Yes.
Am I recalling that correctly? 4 quarts per gallon?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd seen those reductions. I saw the one. I noticed the one when it went down to 1.75 and now 1.5, which is just pathetic. I mean, 1.5 gallons is a pathetic-looking tub of ice cream.
And what is very interesting about this article that I've pulled up, it's actually on the website of a dairy that makes ice cream.
Hmm.
And it's written by the president of the dairy, Quentin Fry, the president of Turkey Hill Dairy.
I'd like to know more about it, but like you said, it's a little bit too detailed.
Yes.
To get into. And then you also have to look at other factors. So now that they've whittled down the ice cream container, I mean, can they make it go any further at this point? 1.5 liters is, you know, a quarter less than what it used to be.
1.5 quarts, not liters.
I'm sorry, 1.5 quarts. Thank you.
But let me read just a very brief paragraph here. He says, contrary to what some may think, this is not a case of ice cream companies trying to deceive customers or yield huge profits. In the end, we had to do it. In our industry and in many others, manufacturing costs continue to escalate. The cost of ingredients such as milk, cream, cocoa, and sweeteners are also rising. So the cost of packaging, fuel, or rather, so are the cost of packaging, fuel, and labor. So he's explaining, you know, hey, the reason the packaging is going a little bit smaller and you're paying the same price is because our cost on everything is going up.
But that's not the reason. The reason is because that's what motivates them to do it. But the reason they're doing it is because they want to appear competitive on price. He didn't have to reduce the size of the packaging. He could have said, you know, we're going to stay at 2 quarts. And
he says they were faced with 3 choices. I'll tell you what those are.
Let's get into that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. What have you noticed on the store shelves that's changed? It's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.